la 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 la.
Welcome to Give 'em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. And welcome back after a small interruption there caused by a fire alarm going off in the building here. Arthur couldn't continue his show, but he'll be back next week, as usual, just before Give 'em the Boot. So I'm here for an hour of Italian music, and I have some exciting news as well. Actually, one of my favorite Italian rap artists, Jovanotti, is coming to town August 16th at the Commodore Ballroom. Any Jovanotti fans out there, you might be interested in getting yourself a ticket. Apparently, they're only $25, which is amazing. That's a great deal. Maybe if you're interested in checking out some Italian rap, his stuff is actually pretty diverse. He doesn't just do rap and hip-hop, but a lot of musical influences, including a lot of ethnic music from places like Brazil and Africa, as well as a bit of an Italian touch too. He's very talented. He's a guy in his probably mid-40s, and he's been on the scene since his late teens, I'd say. So definitely worth checking out. And I want to thank everyone who came along to my presentation last night at the Italian Institute of Culture. It was the fourth in the five of a series of lectures on Italian singer-songwriters. Don't miss the last one in June. It'll be on June 18th. It'll be La Scuola Napoletana del Sud. It'll be about Neapolitan singer-songwriters and other singer-songwriters from the south and some of the islands too. A little bit of a combination of things. So I am I'm going to start today's show off with some music by Nico Berardi from a wonderful album, Il Soffio dell'Otra. He is a musician, a multi-instrumentalist, plays a lot of different instruments, both wind and string instruments. And this is a track called Octubre, Nico Berardi.
da credere, quando elevano un male a passione a vedere, quando a notte vale la sceso bene, quando a notte cale in terra la pane, per il ruolo la stima, il ruolo la gioia.
Cercate ad ascoltare, amico, che puedes temer. La gagosa de brema sense manca visai. I han de mirona i han dire nor han dire i han de mirona. I han de mirona i han dire nor han dire i han de mirona. And the Mironai, and the Mironai, and the Lord, and the Mironai.
La voce di Alberto Balia insieme ad un'altra voce, questo è un cantante chitarrista, soprattutto noto come chitarrista sardo, molto particolare. Lui è riuscito a mettere insieme un po' della tradizione della chitarra sarda con l'improvvisazione jazzistica. Si è creato tutta una sua tecnica e un suo modo di suonare che è molto particolare. Alberto Balia da un suo disco Bascio e Contra, bravissimo musicista. Lui viene da Sant'Adi, che è in provincia di Carbonia Iglesias, nel sud ovest della Sardegna, un po' vicino a Cagliari ma non troppo distante. Poi abbiamo sentito invece anche da i Muvrini, che non sono così distanti musicalmente dalla musica della Sardegna, perché è un gruppo che viene dalla Corsica e si può capire anche dai suoni, dalla musica, ma anche soprattutto dal linguaggio. Infatti la canzone si chiamava Voglio, infatti è molto simile all'italiano, al sardo. Un gruppo fantastico, i Muvrini. Ci sono tantissimi gruppi che vengono dalla Corsica che a me piacciono tanto, tanto, tanto. Poi abbiamo sentito Nico Berardi, Il Soffio dell'Otre, un brano che si chiama Octubre, e lui è un polistrumentista che suona un sacco di strumenti fiati, soprattutto... come si chiamano? Adesso non mi ricordo. Insomma, scappato di mente. Comunque, Nico Berardi da un suo bellissimo disco, Il Soffio dell'Otre. Thank you so much for listening in to Give Them the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and a quick rundown in English of those things I just played. We heard a little bit of Sardinian music, that last track by Alberto Balia, a wonderful Sardinian guitarist from the southwest of the island, a little town called Sant'Adi. And he sings, of course, in Sardinian and plays his specific style of Sardinian guitar. Also heard from Nico Berardi, who is a multi-instrumentalist from southern Italy. He had this fantastic album called Il Soffio dell'Otre, which translates roughly as The Breath of the Bag, because he actually plays this Italian bagpipe. It's called the zampogna, and it's one of the many instruments he plays. He also plays charango, guitar, all sorts of other instruments on this album. Wonderful album. Nico Berardi, and also squeezed in there something by a Corsican group called I Muvrini, and they have a way of singing which is not dissimilar in some instances to the polyphonic singing of Sardinia, and they also have a very similar language. Find there's a lot of similarities between Sardinian and Corsican, although I was actually told that the Corsican language is actually closer to the Tuscan dialect than it is to Sardinian. In any case, it's all very fascinating. You're listening to Give 'em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is an hour of Italian music. It's just past 2:15 here at CITR 101.9 FM. Stick with me for some more music in just a moment.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or check us out online at citr.ca.
Thank you. c'ha le vini che non può parlare. Ti vuole dire cane i draghiri se vuoi mangiare, caro figlio mio, a mezzo a mia stare, se vuoi capire. Già l'avesse mi ha tornato mentre cala la sera. Lo figlio ingrato torna tutto sordato con tanta mala, travaglia senza voglia, vide sto mare. Dai a quante peggio vidi sti scoggi, parono parrari e non saranno le lupini che ti daranno la ricchezza. E mentre dici questo ci dicano a così le speranze d'una famiglia fra peccati e debolezzi, sogni tati e maraviglia. L'umare già di turi prima di una vita e dopo lacrimi di dolori. L'umare, l'umare, l'umare infame peggio, prima di una pane e dopo lami di cuteggio. L'umare, l'umare, vedi sto mare, non può parlare. E allora vidi sti scocchi, non si consumano i nostri voli. E mando la provvidenza, il Dio ti aiuterà. Senza pietà. L'umare già di duri, prima di una vita e dopo lacrime di dolori. L'umare, l'umare, l'umare fa un freddo, prima di una vita e dopo lacrime di dolori. L'umare, l'umare, l'umare già di duri, prima di una vita e dopo. Dolore.
Franco Morone, un grandissimo chitarrista italiano. A me piace tantissimo tutto quello che lui ha fatto. Mauro Elias e Martin si chiama il nome di quel brano, dal disco Guitarrea. Guitarrea è un vecchio disco, cioè uno dei primi dischi che io ho mai sentito di lui, però ho visto che proprio adesso Franco Morone ha messo sul suo sito che sta per uscire un altro nuovo CD, è incredibile, si chiama Back to My Best, Franco Morone, non vedo l'ora di sentirlo. Ed è interessante anche sapere che lui fa un workshop annuale di fingerstyle guitar e lo fa quest'anno dal 25 al 29 luglio. E quindi se vi interessa imparare un po' di chitarra fingerstyle potete andare sul suo sito francomorone.it e c'è delle informazioni sui workshop che lui fa. Questo sarà in Trento, il comune è Proloco di Malosco, il nome del posto, molto bello. Allora, abbiamo sentito anche Dominic Mancuso, un canadese siciliano che nel 2010 ha vinto il Juno Award qui in Canada per miglior disco. Lui è praticamente stato il primo disco in lingua italiana a mai vincere un Juno. Per me questo è incredibile, molto molto bello. Volevo farvi vedere invece una cosa sul sito del Culch, se vi interessa, c'è una gala Italia che ci sarà il venerdì sera prossimo, maggio 25, al Culch. The Gala Italia, for those people who might be interested in going to support, it's a fundraiser for the Culch, which is of course the Van East Cultural Centre, and it's on Friday, May 25th. They'll be fundraising by celebrating all things Italian, a focus on Italian art, film, fashion and food, and there'll be basically, as you arrive, you can linger and mingle with lots of prosecco and antipasti right on the red carpet, followed by a sumptuous supper of regional Italian cuisine. And then they'll also be doing fun things like a themed auction. One of the auction items actually is from the Italian Institute of Culture. They have put in a package of lessons, I believe, at the Italian Institute of Culture. So that's a great prize. There'll also be some silent Italian cinema, bocce, and all sorts of other games and entertainment. So if you're interested, tickets are available from The Culch. Just go to their website, theculch.com, and you can find out all the information. I'll tell you a little bit more about other info that's happening in the Italian world in and around Vancouver a little bit later on. There's lots of stuff always going on. Actually, I should mention too, I just saw a wonderful documentary
rincón. Non voglio che si senta la mia soluzione.
Sere tutte le porte, le finestre in cor. Non voglio che si senta la mia soluzione.
Io qualche mese nato un bel bambino.
L'avremo battezzato nella chiesa di San Martino. Metteremo nome tra te capucci, se bene niente fa, se bene niente fa, che lavori la figlia per il lemmala, se bene niente fa, se bene niente fa, che lavori la figlia per il lemmala.
Frate Cappuccino. E Violan, the name of that group. They're a wonderful vocal group who have this wonderful album called, it's just a live album, just called Live. And it's unbelievable how crystal clear and gorgeous and perfectly in tune these guys sing, even live. It's fabulous. E Violan, they're actually a group of men who are led by the singer, baritone singer, Lele Chiodi. They have been around for quite some time, since the 70s, and they've been doing a lot of historical research into the popular song tradition of the zone, particularly of the Frignano in the province of Modena. And they have been reinterpreting, rediscovering a lot of this vocal music. And so they're really researchers as well as musicians. Wonderful, wonderful album. Silvio Trotta plays a myriad of instruments, mandolin, mandocello, acoustic bass, chitarra battente. And their first album was back in 1977. The latest one is from 2005, which is this one here, and that's out on Radici Music Records, one of my favorites for wonderful folk music from Italy. Check out Radici Music Records on the web, and you can buy some of the wonderful music from these performers. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull, and of course this is Give 'Em the Boot, and it's an hour of Italian music. I am a little bit, about two-thirds through the show today, which is always surprising. It goes by so fast. And I'll mention that I played also music from with a Christmas theme, strangely enough, even though it's nothing like Christmas right now, thank goodness. But it's a beautiful album by a group from the Occitanian region of northern Italy. They are called Brigada Berard. Actually, it's really a sort of a side project of the main artist Sergio Berardo from a group called Ludolfin, and they are very well known in the north for their music of the Occitanian variety, singing in their local tongue and playing the hurdy-gurdy and bagpipes, amongst other wacky instruments. The album that I played a track off is called Bon Nadal Occitania, Merry Christmas, Occitania. And it's a collection of compositions from the tradition conceived to commemorate Christmas in Italy. It's a bit of an unusual soundtrack. It's not your usual Christmas album. I really love it too because there's some wonderful hurdy-gurdy duos on it that are live and they're just absolutely gorgeous. Check it out. It is a great album. I've forgotten who the company is who put it out. It's terrible. But it is distributed by Felmay Records. In any case, Brigada Berard, Bon Nadal, Occitania. There is a wonderful website called Italian Folk Music Blogspot. If you want to find out all this sort of information, there are links also to places where you can buy the music. Also, Ethnos, I started off that set with a song called Rosario, and it's from an album, Obannu, which means The Auctioneer. And this is a project that's led by Graziano Accini, who plays guitars, banjo, and a bunch of other things. It's featuring Franco Accini on voice and a huge list of other musicians. It's a sort of Moroccan, Greek, Spanish, Portuguese, Italian, Mediterranean project. Also, though, quite focused on the music of the native region of Graziano, which is Basilicata, which is probably one of the least talked about regions of Italy. Puglia gets a lot of advertising, Basilicata a little bit less so, but it is a wonderful region, and not only for its music, but also for its food culture, and it's pretty stunningly gorgeous. Quite varied in its terrain. There is, of course, the wonderful town of Matera, which a lot of people probably know about, but with the Sassi, these incredible caves that were hewn out of the rock on the sides of these cliffs, these two really big ravines, very deep ravines. And nowadays, actually, I've heard that a lot of people have been renovating these caves and making them even into bed and breakfasts and very cool resorts, and sounds like a cool place to go. I haven't been there since my very first trip to Italy, so I think it's time that I went back to Basilicata. But there's lots of great music, and I have brought a lot of music from Basilicata to the listeners here on Give Them the Boot. I'll be back in just a little minute with some more music from the 20 regions of the Italian peninsula, so stick with me. Torno subito.
Artists in Our Midst welcomes their 20th anniversary by inviting the public to join them for two popular art events this spring. Event 1 is a free roundhouse exhibit and birthday party on May 16th. One day only at the Roundhouse Community Center at 181 Roundhouse Mews in Yaletown. There will be an artist reception from 7 to 10 p.m. and don't miss out on the birthday cake bash at 8. Following up the birthday bash, there will be a free open studios walk on May 19th through the 21st. Studios will be open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and to see participating artists and a map, visit the website at artistsinourmidst.com.
Thank you. serrata sa muro, fatta sa sapella ferra, si su che lo chiedi in terra, l'hai serrato muro, l'hai serrato muro, si su che lo chiedi in terra. Tanca serrata sa muro, fatta sa sapella ferra, si su che lo chiedi in terra, l'hai serrato muro, l'hai serrato muro, si su che lo chiedi in terra.
That's my wild child, Mr. Clarence Gatemouth Brown. I'll remember April, all the Beat Boys. Now, ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite singers, Miss Mittie Collier.
Tired of soulless radio? Tune in to Shake a Tail Feather with yours truly, DJ Jason, for the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues. Late 50s to the early 70s, including lesser-known artists, regional hits, lost soul gems, and contemporary artists recording in that classic soul style. Listen alternate Sundays, 3 to 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Podcast at CITR.ca.
And Mr. Freddie King, honey, what you gonna do?
Towed out.
You towed out? Ain't this a shame? Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Give 'em the Boot. I have 10 minutes, not even 5 minutes to go here on the show. Thank you so much for being with me. Grazie a tutti per essere stati con me oggi qui alla radio per la mia trasmissione di musica italiana. Spero che vi sia piaciuto. Ok, adesso sentiamo un po'. Abbiamo sentito dal gruppo sardo storico Cordas et Cannas, Terra de Entos, il nome del disco, Tancas Serradas. Molto molto bravi, mi piacciono molto i Cordas et Cannas. E prima invece un pezzo per chitarra scritto dal giapponese che ormai da decenni vive a Genova, si chiama Katsumi Nagaoka, e forse lo conoscete con, tramite il duo con Carlo Onzo, mandolinista anche della Liguria. Katze è il nome del disco che hanno fatto insieme, un bellissimo disco, però questo pezzo era un pezzo per chitarra solo scritto da Katsumi e si chiamava semplicemente Nuvole. Un bel pezzo. Allora andiamo avanti con un pezzo storico da Napoli, dalla nuova compagnia di canto popolare Serpe a Carolina. Sentiamo un po' NCCP.
Lussan, stat bone governato in e.